episode number 250. Happy Father's Day, Camaro owners.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Here we are, everyone. Another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
It's Father's Day.
And I'm Jason.
So what's going on, man? What'd you get for Father's Day? A swift kick in the ass?
I don't know. I got my kid sleeping in and then complaining about mowing the yard.
Oh, so the typical day, right?
For him, yeah. he's a teenager now, so everything sucks and everything's pain in the butt.
Oh, it's that teen angst.
Everything sucks, man. Oh. Except when his buddies call and say, hey, you want to play street hockey? Yeah, sweet.
Play video games?
Yeah, sweet. That's okay. Being a dad is part of the job.
That's right.
We're going to talk a little bit about dads and cars and crap.
Yeah.
What else are we going to talk about? We got some build count information.
Yeah, we sure
do. Interesting, some special stuff. We got more features to the message forum. What, a couple of voicemails?
Yes, maybe, we got two voicemails.
Maybe even a thread of the week and some other stuff mixed
in there.
Some
interesting information about the disciples getting back together.
How could I forget? So let's kick it off with this whole Father's Day thing.
This is only my second year as being a father because Vito was only two.
Yeah, this is my...
You're old hat at this. Yeah, you've been doing this forever.
Yeah, it's pretty much the older they get, the more they forget about it. Oh, yeah, Father's Day, right, yeah. Happy Father's Day. Can I have $10? Can I have the keys to the car?
Yeah, no kidding. Can't wait till that day comes, huh?
Oh, and it will. I'm sure... I haven't been asked for keys to the car yet.
You only got a couple more years.
Yeah, but like 3 more years and... I actually had Tristan back the Camaro up in the garage once.
Did you really?
For me, yeah. It was only like 6 inches. I said, don't press the gas, just release the brakes slowly. He did fine.
Make sure it's in reverse.
The look of fear on his face as he looked me in the eye.
Was it your new Camaro?
Yeah, just it was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So I said, hey, why don't you try this? And I let him start it up.
Really?
He's like, I don't know, Dad. No, it'll be cool.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Well, I thought since it's Father's Day and you came up with the good idea of talking about how your father got you into cars and stuff like that. My father didn't. My dad's a math nerd.
Well, are you good at math?
No.
Yeah. Is he disappointed in you?
No.
Are you like the outcast of the family because you can't do quantum equations?
No, but he did get me into computers. So,
there you go.
That's
indirectly
what set my life.
Yeah, my dad was extremely instrumental in getting me interested in cars. He took me to Top Fuel drag races at a very, very early age, like 3 or 4 years old. He had a 56 Chevy Nomad with a 327, and he was a small block, high revving small block guy. It had headers that he made himself on it with a 4-speed, and the thing would pull up the fronts through third gear.
Really?
It was sick. It was absolutely sick. It would, I remember, you know, sitting there, and it didn't have door locks, it didn't have seat belts, it didn't have anything.
And you were how old?
Two or three, but wow. I remember it very, very vividly because he'd push in the clutch and put it in a gear, and he'd just look over and say, are you ready? I'm like, okay. And he'd floor it, and the tack would come up, and I thought the whole thing was going to come undone, and he would just, like, keep his heel on the floor and just angle his left foot off the clutch so it just completely dumped. Power shifting, wheelie making beast of a machine. People would come from anywhere from the Tri-County area to race him, and he didn't lose many.
Wow.
That was some good memories. So Dad got me into cars, and for a while I fell out, but I started getting into the front wheel drive Econo box type thing because that's all I could afford when I was a teenager.
That's what the 80s was all about, too.
That's true. And then here I am. My kid's into cars, but he's not into them like I was.
No,
he can appreciate
something.
You've
taken him to the track, and you've taken him to different events and stuff.
I've taken
like
him to car shows and stuff like that.
Does he enjoy it?
Yeah, he does, but it's not something.
He's not a passion of his.
He's not like can we go? Can we go? I can't wait to go. I can't wait. Yeah. Or anything like that. He's got interest in sports, which is still cool. So with your dad not being exactly a car guy,
I just got into it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I blame it all on the Buick Grand National because when that car came out, I was so enamored by that car. That was like, I was in high school when that when it came out.
Yeah.
That was like my goal to someday own a Buick Grand National. And in fact, I have people in my high school yearbook write, someday you will own a Grand National. Yeah, well,
and
I
you
did.
Yeah. You did. You actually owned more than one of them, right?
Yeah. But yeah, that was my whole, and that's what got me into everything.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, you know, since there was obviously no more Grand Nationals after 87, mm-hmm. and I drove that thing till it had over 100,000 miles on it, when the fourth gens came out for the Camaros, that's when that's how I got into Camaros. I got rid of my Grand National and got into Camaro, and that's the way it's been ever since.
There's a while when all I wanted was an Oldsmobile Cutlass without a wooden bumper on the back.
Really?
Without a 2x6 for a bumper.
I had a friend of mine. That was like our first friend ever in high school to get a car. Had like a 76 Cutlass. You know, the cheap Earlshine paint job on it. You know, what did they do? He had like the 350 with the four barrel carb.
The 350,
and
they
flipped over the air filter because, you know, you could get more power by doing that and get a little louder. And yeah, but he did have a bumper. His car did have a bumper, but I know it eventually did fall off.
Not for long. Those things, some of the old timers like us will know what we're talking about, but the new guys, their early Cutlasses, what were they, G-bodies, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not early, but the 70s and 80s. Yeah. For some reason, all of their rear bumpers would rust right off. Yeah. Like it would turn to powder eventually. So so the cheap solution was just to bolt a 2x6 onto it because you had to have a bumper of sorts.
And man, that's all you saw around here was Cutlasses with the bumpers. With those.
A wood plank is a bumper.
Yeah. And I had friends through high school too who were really into cars. And that's probably what really got me into cars is they would tinker with their own cars. My friend Don had a Chevelle. He had a couple Chevelles. It was just doing that from the old muscle cars.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the newer technology. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
So, I mean, that's the way.
It's just, we evolved with the vehicle, and that's not a bad thing. Yeah. So going back to Father's Day. So now that you're a father for the second year in a row, right?
Yeah.
How is your son taking to, does he have an interest in cars and such?
He has a huge interest in cars and monster trucks.
Monster trucks.
Yeah. And trains.
All right, so monster trucks.
Yeah. This is weird because I don't watch the monster truck stuff on TV.
Yeah.
And it was weird because Leslie and I had been watching Bull Run the night before on Speed.
Right.
So when she was getting Vito ready to go to school the next day, she just turned the TV on and left. Well, it was still on the Speed channel. And there's a show called Monster Jams on there with the, you know, the giant Grave Digger and El Toro Loco and all the jumping cars and he started watching that and he has been addicted ever since. So now we have to tape the Monster Jams from Speed Channel. So he knows all the car, he knows all the trucks. He'll sit there with his little trucks on the ground and say he's in Magnaflow bonus time. it's done. I don't know. And then that Disney Cars movie, that's what got him into cars.
Oh, okay.
Of course, you know, got some diecasts of the Camaros and stuff that he plays with.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he loves the Camaro.
That's pretty cool.
Loves when you come over in your Camaro.
Yeah.
You know, because here comes Jason in his race car.
Kids are cool.
Yeah. So yeah, I have a feeling he's going to be pretty big into cars.
Good. Good. You said Cars, the Disney movie Cars.
Yeah.
I wonder how many kids that movie has. How many kids that movie's gotten into cars, real cars? You know,
I bet you a lot.
Just associating the cartoony character with a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, mine will probably get into it once he gets a driver's license. You know, then I'll start tinkering around with him. He'll say, "Get this chick I want to take out." I'll take the Camaro, and I'll say, "No, not at all. No, you're gonna have to take your mom."
And it's not like back when we started driving, where you could put $5 in the tank and fill it up and drive for the entire night.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Your parents, you can take the car as long as you put gas in it.
Yeah.
No, now it costs $40 to fill the tank.
Of course, my kid makes that much off mowing yards.
Oh, well.
So,
yeah. You know? Inflation, man.
I was watching Dazed and Confused. Speaking of the old days, last night it was on, I don't know, TNT or something like that. It was such a cool movie with some cool cars in it. Even though Matthew McConaughey's in it, you know, he's at least driving a cool car. And he's got that kick-ass mustache going on. So. I highly recommend anybody watch that movie if they haven't.
Yeah.
Because there's an awesome Chevelle, an awesome GTO Judge, even an awesome El Camino in there.
That is a good movie.
Plus Parker Posey. All right, I think we got to move on here.
Yeah.
So what do we got?
Well, when we were talking over breakfast this morning, the disciples are getting back together, and you got a date now.
Yes, the weekend of August, what, 20, 21st, and 22nd? Yeah. The whole weekend, we're tied up.
Which just so happens to be the biggest cruise in the entire country going on here in the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Not that far weekend. Away. So I kind of wonder if that's not...
something. I think they obviously tied that in.
I hope so. But because, you know, of it. Because I'm local to it, I'll try to bring my Camaro, and then if anything else, I'll just pack a bunch of disciples in that. We'll go out on Woodward.
Man, that's going to be a hell of an event.
That'll be cool. It's the same weekend as my class reunion, so they're totally going to miss me. But also,
and
right, the same weekend as the Oshawa plant get together type thing.
Yeah, it's God. There's just so much going on that weekend.
I know. So it looks like I'm going to be tied up.
Wow.
Hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully, something. I won't be just in focus group hell
sessions
all weekend long.
Hopefully it's air conditioned over there too.
Oh, it is. It's a cool little building that they got right there on Black Lake at the Proving Grounds. So, having said that, go to Woodward.
Yeah.
If you're not in a focus group or at the Oshawa thing.
Yeah. I'm sure people will be there.
There's also Back to the Bricks in Flint.
Oh, that's
that
right.
One too.
Oh, man, they just keep piling it up.
That's good, though. Instead of just nothing to do, you know, I mean, at least there's still car-related stuff. I was at the East, the Gratiot cruise yesterday. I'll talk about that towards the end of the show, though, because we got to move on here. So, I guess, I don't know, I probably won't get any other information other than the disciples are meeting and we're still under a confidentiality agreement, and that's it. So, but
so you can't let us know when you play with the Z28.
Or even if I do. Fits. I did start a thread a while back when we were told that we would be going back, offering our questions and offering up other people's questions and thoughts.
Yeah.
So hopefully that isn't going to degrade into back and forth again.
Yeah.
Which is
about what a pig the car
is. Always does. Like yeah. Always does. So anyway, cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited and moving on.
Yeah.
What do you got?
This came to us from the FBOT father, Scott Settlemyer, this week, and some interesting tidbits on the 2010 model year so far for the Camaro, and some build counts for their special edition cars that they did. The Transformers edition and the Synergy Green special edition car that they did for 2010. And they broke it down a little bit here with the build counts. Let's see here. For the Transformers edition, there was a total of 1,753 cars. Then it says total 1916. I don't get this here. For U.S. total?
I think the...
That includes Canadian cars,
right,
too.
Right, right.
Non-U.S. Okay, so 1916 is the total. And they have it broken down by manual transmission with the 1SS, 2SS, the automatic with the 1SS, 2SS, manual and automatic for the 1LT, 2LT. And the non-U.S. And then for the special edition Synergy Green 2010 car, they have broken down by manual transmission and automatic transmission. There was a total of 2,425 of those cars, too.
Wow.
So we're talking almost a little over 4,000 4,000 cars for these. U.S. totals are for the Camaro shipped to the United States. They couldn't break it down anymore at this time, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to post this on the message board, and I'll link it up in the show notes.
Cool.
This is cool. I can't wait to see the rest of the breakdowns.
Yeah, me too.
For the rest of the year.
Yep. I'm starting to see more and more Synergy Greens on the road.
Yeah,
a couple of dealerships. I like them more and more.
I think it's neat when you see one on the road.
Yeah.
Because it stands out.
Yep, absolutely.
I think it's cool. Wouldn't want to own myself personally, but I think it's cool to look at it from afar.
I was having dinner with Settlemyer a couple, 3 weeks ago, and he says he hears that all the time.
Really?
Yeah, we're not alone in that. That's, you know, I love the look of it, but I just wouldn't own one. But the people that do step up and own one,
well, obviously enough people wanted it, because they opened up the color, you know,
other
models
kidding.
For 2011. So
yeah, who knows what else? I say purple.
Well,
I'm saying purple. I don't know why I'm just saying purple.
Yeah, it's
you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Purple. All right. Chris, you did a little cool little upgrade to the message board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is pretty sweet. If you have an iPhone, a Droid-powered phone, BlackBerry, we now have an app that you can install and give yourself forum access right to the message board. It's pretty sweet. I'll post a link to this in the show notes. You just click on the link. Then you'll either go to the Apple iTunes store or the Droid store, the BlackBerry, whatever. It's put out by a company called Tapitalk. We don't have our own little app, but they provide this free to forum owners. We're making no money off of this.
Right.
So even if you download the $2.99 app from either of the stores, you can download a free app, which will give you read-only access. Well, you can read everything on the message board. You just can't reply to posts.
Yeah.
If you download the $2.99 app, then you can start new posts, reply to new posts, reply to your private messages, and it's very handy and very fast.
Yeah, that's the nice part.
So I've been using it all week since I put it up, loving it.
It's a streamlined version of the message board. It's cool, man. Definitely cool.
So love it.
If you got a smartphone, one of the major hitters there, download the free version and test it out. If you like it, buy it.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for installing that, Chris.
No problem.
All right. We have to move on to, we got a couple of voicemails, right?
We do.
All right. You wanna fire them up?
Yeah, sure. What the hell?
Hey, guys. It's Dave, the mail handler in Cincinnati. Me and my wife just went past the local mall, and we saw the ugly-ass Synergy Green Camaro. It is ugly. I can't believe they're making an SS and a V28 that color. What do you say, Joanna?
It's ugly.
All right, you guys have a good weekend, and love your podcast, and I'm driving my red LT Camaro, just passing everything up on the road. And my wife went to take her maneuverability test and passed it the first time, no dings, and she made all the maneuvers. Podcast later, bye.
Wait. What? Z28 in green? What?
What, Z28? What's that?
In Synergy Green? Maybe the mail system. Maybe he's been reading people's mail.
Oh.
Oh, that's a bold accusation. No, I'm only kidding. I know that all our mail people are pretty straightforward. But still, he said Synergy Green and Z28.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Who knows if there's even going to be a Z28?
That's right. Well, somebody does, yeah. But so he doesn't like the green.
Obviously, he has a very strong opinion on the Synergy Green.
Wow.
As he called it, an ugly ass color. That's funny because we were just talking about it. I think it looks pretty good from afar.
Oh, yeah.
But personally wouldn't own it. And then you said that.
There you go. Scott said. No, he thinks just completely on the opposite spectrum. He thinks it sucks and would never own it. That's okay, man. It's one of those polarizing things.
Yeah.
So okay. Thanks as always for the voicemail, our resident mail person. If you want to give us your opinion on... Just like that. Or you got anything cool to talk about or... Whatever, it's really easy to do. You just pick up the phone and give us a call, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we've got one other voicemail for the week. I'm going to go ahead and play that.
Hey, guys. AJ96Z28 from the boards. Calling in about last week's podcast. Super excited that the 4th-gen diecast is on the horizon. I think this is a great thing you do with along the website and the podcast. They're really, really cool collectibles. And I wanted to ask, you mentioned something last week, a Green Machine edition or version or... something along those lines. Could you explain that a little bit more to some of us who maybe don't know what that means? Is it something Greenlight themselves do or something you're going to work on as a special edition of the Camaro Z28 diecast? I just wonder if you'd talk about that a little bit more. Thanks.
I guess this is for me.
That's got to be all you because you had to explain this to me once before because
right.
Until you made the diecast cars, I hadn't heard of a Green Machine either. So, it's all yours.
Okay, I now have the floor. First and foremost, I'm not doing a 4th-gen version. I may have misspoken before, but And the only reason why is because I work exclusively with Greenlight, just because it's I like the quality of the product and the company, and they don't have a fourth gen Camaro casting, so I can't make one. However, they do have a fifth gen one, and I may have mentioned before that they actually contacted me to help them design the fifth gen production version of their diecast car, because up until then all they had was the concept. So anyway, to answer the question, for the Camaro Z28.com diecast car series that I do as a fundraiser for the website and whatnot, there's the best way to put it, I think, is if you've ever collected baseball cards or something called a chase card, which is like the super rare, limited, hand-signed, you know, version that, you know, when you open up the pack, it's like, oh my gosh, I've got a chase card, and it's got more value to it because it's more exclusive and it's special and everything. Greenlight makes something called Green Machines, and they're kind of the equivalent to a chase card. They only make X amount per production run. They're considered in Camaro Z28.com diecastville the limited edition of the limited editions, because the series itself is limited, and then right. The Green Machines are even more so limited.
Right.
They're the same as the regular Camaro Z28 diecast cars, except instead of whatever color they are, and for example, the last one, Series 3, was blue. The blue is actually this brilliant green metallic paint that's designed by the manufacturer, Greenlight Collectibles, and it's what unmistakably separates them from the regular version. In my diecast series, they're pretty rare. For example, Series 3, less than 5% of them were Green Machines. They're individually numbered in their own series, so they don't have the same serial numbers as the regular run. And I think I'm the only one that does this. They come with a signed certificate of authenticity that Chris, both you and I, we sign. Surprisingly enough, I still have a few of the Series 3 left. They can be found at cz28store.com. In fact, I have some of the regular Series 3 left as well, because my production numbers were a little higher. However, for Series 4, my production numbers will be a little lower.
Oh, so they'll be even less.
That's right.
So how does one acquire a Green Machine? I mean, do they just show up? Like if, say, I'm Joe Customer, I go to czstore.com.
CZ28store.com.
Yep, CZ28store.com. I place my order for a Series 4 diecast car. And does it just, if my number happens to be in that ranking, do I just automatically get one?
Well, here's how I did it, and I did it this way for a reason, because a lot of times when somebody does a diecast car, usually a company or, you know, a collector house or whatever, and they do a limited edition like a Green Machine, they just, you know, randomly throw one in, they say.
Oh.
I didn't quite want to do that, because there's too many accusations, even the way that I do it, which is proven to be right, too many accusations that I wasn't giving them out as I had intended.
Oh, okay.
So how I did it is I opened these up to pre-orders so people can get their place in line secured for these, because once they're gone. I make it every 25th numbered car also gets a Green Machine up to 500.
Oh.
So, you know, if you order one and your serial number on the bottom of the car is 25, well, in the box is going to be another Green Machine version free.
So if you place an order for 25 cars, you're probably pretty much guaranteed to get a Green Machine.
Yep. Up until 500.
Up until 500.
Right. I believe that's how I did it. It might be slightly different this time around, and different for the better if I can swing it right.
Are you going to have to do higher, since there's going to be an even more limited number of Green Machine
I'm
cars?
I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do it. I got a pretty good idea, but I got to make sure I can.
Okay.
Because I want to make it simple and fun, because it is fun, too. It's like, you know, okay, well, I'll order one and pray to God I get one. And a lot of times, man, the guys that get one are the ones, I would say 50% of the time, the guys that get one are the ones that order just one.
Mm.
But then there's also guys that order 10.
Uh-huh, and don't get one.
And, well, yeah. But
and they're pissed.
But the thing is, if it's every 25th car, you order 12, you get a shot of one and two of getting one.
Yeah.
And what they do is they just turn around and throw them up on eBay.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, extras, or they do what I do and give some away, which I do. If you catch me at a car show or whatever, I usually have some on me. I just give them away. Not the Green Machines, the regular ones, because I only have just a handful of the Green Machines left.
Right.
But I've seen the Series 1 Green Machine go up for $150 on eBay once.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Not bad for like a, what is it, $12 or something?
it's $9.99.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're selling for.
The regular one's $9.99, yeah. But the Green Machines, they go for much more, just because they're worth something.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. You learn something new.
In fact, since I have a handful of Green Machines left, if anybody wants a good deal on one, I'll just make a kind of like a special impromptu offer just to Camaro Z28.com podcast listeners alone. If you're interested in one, you want one at a good rate, they're normally $99, which, as I said, they go up to $150 on the market. But I'm willing to make a deal for my listener for the listeners of the podcast, of
really?
Course. I have to, yeah.
AJ, you want to?
Yeah, just shoot me an email, Jason at CamaroZ28.com, say I heard it on the podcast. What's the special secret super duper deal? Yeah. How's that? So thanks for the voicemail. I'm sure you learned more than what you wanted to. But I am still working on Series 4. Yeah. So is that
answers that perfectly. And yes, that is the end of our voicemails.
Okay. Cool. Well, that should lead us into something else that we haven't done in a while.
What's that?
Hold on a second, and I will find the right button to push, because I don't push this one very often.
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message board.
Okay, good enough. Because we're running short on time. We don't do this as often as what we like to. I was just perusing through the appearance section.
And with all the gazillion and millions of posts that are on the message board, every now and then you run across a gem, you know?
I think this is one of those for sure.
Yeah. This one is titled...
It sounds weird.
How to Mount 88 to 98 CK Truck Headlights in your 93 to 97 Camaro.
CK being the Chevrolet full size, if you don't know what that means. Yeah, I saw this and I'm like, no way. This can't look good. And I was trying to picture what they look like. There's some work involved.
There's definitely some work involved.
But it doesn't look bad. It looks rather unique.
Yeah. Look at this. I mean, it gives off a different look here.
Step by step. This is posted by ProCharge 94 LT1. Been a member since 2005.
Yeah.
There's some work involved, but he diagrams everything what you need to do exactly, and it's pretty cool. I'm very impressed by this.
It's definitely a unique look when it's done. I'll say that much. I don't say I care for it. I will say it's unique.
Well, you know, see what else he's got going on. He's got the intercooler, and he's got those fog lights, too, and they kind of all tie together.
Yeah.
Interesting. So that's what makes this one the thread of the week, because it's just interesting, especially that it's thoroughly detailed. If somebody wants to do this, they could probably follow this, use it as a guide.
Oh, yeah.
I think they got to be kind of handy.
Yeah. This is from ProCharge 94 LT1 on the message board.
Yeah, very cool. You got to check this out even if you don't have a fourth gen or even an LT1 car.
Yeah, I'll make sure I link this up in the show notes.
I don't know, man. I've seen a lot of ugly headlight replacements. This isn't near as bad as some of them. So.
Yeah, when the instructions ask for a Sawzall with a metal blade, that usually scares me off right there.
Well, it says right here, I'm not going to go into detail on how to remove the bumper, which you have to. If you're attempting this, I'm going to assume you could figure out how to take the bumper off. That's what he says. And he's right. At least he warned you up front. You got to do some cutting. Plasma cutter even. Well, it's not necessary. 4-inch grinder, tape measure, Dremel, and basic wrenches, tool sockets. It's not terrible.
Yeah.
I get nervous hacking apart things, you know.
Yeah. Especially those people who put their own T-tops in.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, on fourth gens, it's okay. But on a fifth gen, boy, oh boy. No way. So there you go. Thread of the week. We don't do these often enough. If you got one you'd like to nominate, just shoot us an email or a voicemail, or we're happy to play it. And I guess that I probably got to wrap this up. We're running out of time.
Yeah. We're heading to the end of the show here.
Special thanks. I got to mention this. Special thanks to Street Lethal Performance.
SLP?
Yep. For the other SLP.
The other the club, SLP.
For letting me hang out with them once again at the Gratiot Cruise. Had a good hot dog and a good can of Faygo Red Pop, a Detroit original. So they're always very cool. Check them out at, was it streetlethalperformance.net?
Net?
Oh, boy. No,
one of them's probably a porn site. I'm going to make sure we get it right here.
Streetlethalperformance.com. Let me make sure. Yep, there we go.
Good.
Good bunch of people, man. Thank you so much, one and all. And I guess that's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and enjoy Father's Day. I hope all the other fathers do, too. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there.
Stay safe, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.